Fine. Is this Grace?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I'm at work. I listen to you every morning coming to work.
Thank you very much.
And I wanted to get some advice from you, see if you could help me out.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. My fiance, I've had a ring for 5 months now. We've been living together for a year.
Yes.
And it seems like every time we bring up the subject of setting a date, he wants to change the subject.
Yeah.
Or he wants to start making a joke about it or something. Or when we do set a date, some excuse comes up to change it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, he doesn't want to get married. How old are you?
I'm 24. I've been married before. He hasn't. He's 32.
But why do you want to go through it again? You've been through the hell once before. Why would you do it again?
Because we're in love.
Yeah, but sometimes you get married and it takes the love and ruins it. Saps the strength from a relationship. What with the, maybe, he's thinking with his head logically. I mean, nobody'd get married if you thought about it logically. Here's the deal. You're entering into a lifetime contract.
Uh-huh.
Of which 56% fail. But if it fails, all you got to do is take half your stuff and give it to somebody and go on and start again. Now, who would make a deal like that in his right mind? But when you fall in love, you make those kind of deals because you think, well, we'll be that percentage of people that survive. I maintain that if 56% of the people that are married get divorced, it's tough getting a divorce. You got to have so many fights and anger and then busting glass before you finally agree to the financial hell of a divorce. I maintain that of the remaining percentage of people, of the remaining 44% that stay married, I'd say at least 10% of those are marriage in name only. At least 10% of those are D'Amato specials, where they're perhaps even separated and didn't bother to get a divorce. I say a lot of people are prisoners of their marriage by financial reasons. How many women have said it in a rage, if I hit the lottery, I'd be out of here! Instead, they stay. Maybe drawn by the children. Out of some sense of responsibility, we had these kids. I hate this stinking swinging Richard I'm married to, but we'll stay for the children. And so they lead their lives of quiet drudgery until finally death provides release. And you wonder why he's hesitant? You wonder why he's thinking twice? He sees the hell he reads in the paper. Husband slays wife, wife slays husband. And then he turned the gun on himself. And you, on the other hand, want to push him into this relationship where he does not want to go. You, 24 years of age, with your whole life ahead of you, you think you could at least breathe a little free air before you bound yourself up again? You, who suspects that if you don't marry this guy, he's going to look elsewhere. And so there you'll be, feeling like a receptacle without hope of redemption. I say take your time on this, ma'am. There is no rush.